This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, another feather in the cap for the MUT Research, Innovation and Engagements portfolio. An emergency crews assess damages after Newcastle floods. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Great things are happening at the MUT's research office. Just last week, Dr. Abiola Ezekiel Taiwo, a postdoctoral fellow in the Faculty of Engineering, received a prestigious National Research Foundation Y2 rating, a national recognition for his research excellence and contribution to knowledge creation. Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research, Innovation and Engagement, Dr. Annette Mini, was the first to congratulate Dr. Taiwo, saying he made MUT proud. She praises his dedication to research and innovation, calling the achievement a reflection of MUT's growing research stature. Dr. Taiwo expresses his gratitude to MUT management, the Research Directorate, and his mentor, Professor Paul Musonge, for their continued support. The NRF rating is one of South Africa's top benchmarks for academic impact and excellence. Dr. Taiwo's recognition strengthens MUT's vision of becoming a leading research-driven institution, addressing real-world challenges. And then in other news, emergency teams are continuing with mop-up operations in Newcastle after flash floods hit the northern KZN town just yesterday. Parts of the central business district remain closed for the authorities to work and clear debris and assess infrastructure damage. KZN COCTA spokesperson Senze Lemzila says disaster teams are still on the ground assisting the affected families.
The MEC for COCTA, Reverend Tulasise Buthelezi, is urging all residents in the Newcastle area to exercise extreme caution, especially when navigating roadways, and for them to heed instructions from emergency personnel. The South African Weather Service has forecast inclement weather conditions that are expected to continue on Monday and Tuesday in parts of the province, including Newcastle.
And finally, inkinga yemalini ezinye ezidala ukuthi umkomo lama South African Music Awards enziwe ngendlela ehlukile kunakuqala. Lezi ndaba zidala lo uNtanhla Sibiso isikhulu se-Recording Industry of South Africa okuyiyona eyangamele amasama. USibiso uveze ukuthi banenkinga yoxhaso kungeyona into ebhekene nabo bodwa. Ngokusho kwakhe, inkampani eyiningi seyinciphise imali eziyichitha ngokukhangisa futhi nohulumeni useney'nkinga zawo. Uthi baphothula amalungiselelo omcimbi kulonyaka ngendlela ozosingathwa ngayo. Amasama-ke azoba kukanyaka wesi-31 ekhona. USijava uKelvin Momo iBlack Motion ibona bahamba phambili ngokuqokwa kulo mcimbi. USijava uqokwe emnceni iBest Afropop Album nge-albhamu yakhe ethi Sibuko. Waphinde kuwona lo munxa waqokwa ngenkanyezi. Uphinde wavela emnceni iBest Engineered Album ngeSibuko. UKelvin Momo uqokwe kabili emnceni iBest Amapiano Album ngeSewe nethi Momo Lidwaba. Uphinde waqokwa emnceni iBest Collaboration ngengoma ethi Waze Wamuhle. IBlack Motion yonake iqokwe emnceni iBest Collaboration, Best Dance Album neBest Engineered Album. Now to recap your top story at this hour, there's been another feather in the cap for the MUT Research, Innovation and Engagements portfolio. This is all from myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Ngwango.
Hi, this is an MUT Radio podcast.